From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces heard arguments today in a challenge to the military's ban on sodomy. The case involves an Air Force sergeant convicted of sodomy for consensual sex with another serviceman. Gay rights groups hope the judges will conclude that a recent Supreme Court ruling against state sodomy laws should also apply to the military. NPR's Larry Abramson was in the courtroom, and he joins us now. Larry, review the facts of the case first, please.
Army Technical Sergeant Eric Markham was convicted 3 years ago of sodomy. That is to say, he had consensual sex with a member of his unit. He was a subordinate. Markham was sentenced to 6 years in prison, and he got a dishonorable discharge. Now, note, the charge here is sodomy. Anything other than traditional heterosexual activity is a crime in the military. It's not just a cause for discharge, as being a homosexual would be, but it's a crime that can send you to prison. He's appealing this conviction on some technical issues, but the important thing for us is that he is using it to challenge the military's sodomy law by saying that the Supreme Court ruling earlier this year, which threw out state sodomy laws, should also apply to the military.
But that ruling doesn't necessarily have to apply to the military, which has its own military code. What does the sergeant's defense say about that?
That's right. Well, those state laws were thrown out right away. The military laws stick. And so the defense is saying that in the past, the military has only justified its laws against sodomy by saying that it rested on the state laws and the existence of these other laws against sodomy in the states. The military actually instituted this law in order to be parallel to state laws, such as the one in Maryland, which was used as the basis for the military law. Now that those state laws are thrown out, the defense is saying the military should also not have a law against sodomy. And they were joined by lawyers from gay rights groups and civil liberties groups who says that the military really needs to get rid of what they called a relic, something that is just as outmoded as the state laws were.
The military has always said, though, that it has to have different rules for sex, for sexual preference, because of the need for discipline and order and unit cohesion. Does that argument still stand?
Yeah, they're still making that same argument today. And they said that in the Lawrence case, the Supreme Court said there wasn't any compelling state interest in banning sodomy except for the moral disapproval of homosexuality, which the court said was now pretty much out of date. But in the military, the government said that there are concerns about sexual relationships with people who have to fight together, who have to order one another around. And they weren't helped by the fact that in this case, we're dealing with a sergeant who was having sex with somebody who was lower than he was in rank, so there could have been a certain amount of coercion, even though he wasn't charged with doing anything that was without consent. Defense attorneys, however, said that the military has other laws that can take care of those problems, such as against fraternization and unprofessional conduct, and so there's no need to criminalize this kind of activity by itself.
Now, Larry, if this court were to overturn the sodomy law, would that also affect the military's don't ask, don't tell policy?
It wouldn't affect it directly. They're still going to have to, the gay rights groups are still going to have to challenge that on their own. This would allow military members to have sex, but they couldn't talk about it. So they would still be in a very strained situation, but they definitely are going to challenge this and other prohibitions against what they consider to be their right to behave as they are in public.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.